Let's bring in Craig Blanos. He's the CEO of the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Craig, thanks for being on Friday morning.
Hey, good morning. Tis the Ben the Greatest Santa Claus rally I can remember since going back to like 05, 06.
Yeah. I mean, I have I'm perplexed. That pivot by the Fed is, I can't, you know, on my show on the Cowguy Close, 1 Central, 2 Eastern, shameless plug. It's hard to have any guest on and talk about the markets without talking about how shocked everybody is from his pivot. I mean, we try to steer the conversation to anything we can, but we always come back to the fact of, wow, what was he thinking?
Well, we always come, yeah, you're right. We come back to the fact of, wow. And I said on your TV show, which is fantastic for those that want good market action with sincere and actionable ideas, I said, hey, maybe the election was influencing. Maybe he was giving what the market wanted. I don't know. It was so incredibly shocking. Everyone surprised it came. I'm starting to think to myself, maybe they wanted to do it in front of next year being the election year, and maybe they just shot the pivot a little bit early because of that. I have no idea where it was coming from.
And the market loved it, and they're taking it. And no matter who's come out and tried to say, you know, Goolsbee from the Fed president of Chicago and a few other ones, Jim Williams, I think is Williams, came out and said the same thing, basically saying, oh, whoa, slow your roll here. We still got some work to do. The market didn't care. Mary Daly, the Fed chair or Fed president of San Francisco, she came out and said she expects rates to go lower. And out of all of them, the market only listened to her and Powell, and away it went. And number two is, you know what? Look, I might not be the brightest bear in the woods, but I've done my homework. I was a professor of finance at DePaul University in your town of Chicago. And one thing I can't stand is that stupid dot plot thing that they put out. I mean, I don't know why. So here I am putting all this time and effort in to be a finance major and be a finance professor, and I've dedicated my life to the profession for 36 and some odd years. And I'm reading a Rorschach test about what these guys think rates are going to do next year. It angers me.
Well, you know what? I think that's why it makes the business of Wall Street economics and finance one of, if not the most competitive industry on the entire planet. But, I mean, it's an interesting setup. I made that joke of, hey, I haven't had a Santa Claus rally like this since 2005, 2006. I am not saying in any way, shape, or form we're heading into the next GFC, the great financial crisis. But in the same way, you got to look at some of the comparisons and be like, hey, back then, the yield curve was in a prolonged inversion. Check the box. Real interest rates were at cycle highs. Check the box.
Wow, you're right.
The economy was booming at a real GDP of 5.5%. We all know what we plugged in for the third quarter. And the S&P 500 back then was testing the dot-com bubble highs, not unlike we're retesting those January 2020 or what were they? Yeah, January 2022 highs.
Yep.
And the VIX at an all-time low. Those are my five. So I'm optimistic for single-digit returns into 2024. But if the wealth management remain daily vigilant, because the message to my team is, hey, guys, remember the parallel compared to 05.
You got to look over your shoulder a little bit. I mean, I think it would be, you'd be a little remiss not to. I'm just using round numbers here, but 13% year to date in the Dow. I think we're like 22-23% year to date in the S&P and 43 in the NASDAQ. I mean, that is one hell of a year last month. You know, I mean, it's just been amazing. Now, we've got some work to do in the NASDAQ. We're not back to where we were before yet still. And if you held on to your position from January 22 to today, you still haven't broken even on it. Or we need to have like about a 50% return after last year's debacle. But still, I mean, these returns are just look, you know, I'm old. And I'll admit it, but for as long as I've been in this business, an 8 or 9% return on an annual basis is fantastic. And look at the numbers that I just said. It's just unbelievable.
Well, and as a shout-out to what you said, if an 8 to 9% return is fantastic, then that is one of the reasons that going into 2024, everybody should pay attention to their rebalancing protocols. I'm shouting out to America, who's trying to get retired and stay retired, because the total return in fixed income, the bond market, might just rifle the stock market. And if Scott just said 8 to 9 is a good year, you don't just have to be in equities to get those returns in the ensuing year.
Yeah, let me say that. I'll also say this. And I had a pushback on my show. You know, young kid, granted, I'll give him credit. He's also on CNBC, so he thinks he's got a little bit of credence. But I said, if you go back over the last 50 years, you know, right now, Fed funds are between, you know, they talk in terms of that band, right? 5.25% to 5.5%, right? The last, over the last 50 years, I checked it out. The average since 1971, so it's just a little bit longer than 50 years for the Fed funds rate, it's 5.42%, Craig. So we're right there. And the sooner that everybody gets used to that number, the better the economy, you know, the more healthier and the better the economy will get. And all these people that are banging on, because anyway, this guy pushed back and said, "How you can't go back 50 years?" I said, "Why?" He said, "Because everything's different, and you know, there's a dynamic that's changed." I said, "You know what's changed? The reason why I go back 50 years is because you can't count the last 15."
Right. Thank you. Don't say it's different. Remember, the four most dangerous words in investing are "this time it's different."
And that's so, with the second. That's with your second marriage. You can't say that either.
Yeah, that's right. But listen, if he's on CNBC and that's the wisdom, he must have really good hair and be a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he has. He does, by the way. He does have good hair. But yeah. I'm like, you know, you've got the Fed artificially keeping interest rates low, which then artificially inflates asset prices. Everything has been smoke and mirrors for the last 15 years. And you're going to take that as part of your data set? I'm not.
No, I'm definitely not. And that's a reason, by the way, experience leads to wisdom. That's why we don't allow 25 and 30 year olds to be president. Now, there should probably be an age limit. That's a different television show. But nonetheless, right, you've got to be in the trenches, right?
Yep.
Because you've seen it, and you can draw from that experience. You can draw from that wisdom to make very, very good decisions. But hey, let's celebrate the fact that yesterday, you know, we got some decent news again, right, in terms of the economy. I mean, this is as Goldilocks as you can get.
Yep.
And we'll see what comes of it.
All right, brother. I appreciate you coming on. Great content as usual. Thank you very much for contributing. I can't wait to have you in next year. But Craig Blanos, he's with the Wealth Management Group in Chicago. Have a great Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Craig. We're going to go away. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back and talk more after this.